Day three of the ACC kickoff, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. I'm Theo Dorsey, joined now by Ashton Gelati, who is a Boca High alum, a senior now at Louisville, and you came back because you got you're a man on the mission. What is your mission for 2024 back under Jeff Brown?
Obviously, the goal is to build upon last year, and you know, we got to the ACC championship last year, fell short, but obviously, we want to build upon that and cement our place in history, and especially for Louisville.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, man. You have a real opportunity here, not just with what I've been seeing people say about your draft prospects, but also just as an all-time Louisville Cardinal to really make your mark on this program. I know you're team first. You want to reach all of those goals, but what are some of the individual marks, individual goals you want to make sure you do in this senior campaign to prove, once again, just how good you are on that field?
Obviously, I want to build upon my leadership, just being more vocal, being more present, like outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you focus on stats, but winning's better for our team, better for everyone on the team than just stats. So really, I'm gonna do the same thing I did last year. Let the plays come to you, not try to do nothing special, stick to the scheme, and, you know, just try to excel through there.
You obviously, another thing you spend some time on is these flowing locks you got here, man. How many comments have you been getting already about the hair? And it feels like it's even more robust than I saw you last year in Charlotte.
Yeah, I haven't cut it in a year, so just a little trims, trying to get it conditioned. It's still a little wet. I washed it this morning on an accident.
On accident? How you accidentally wash it?
Well, because I was supposed to wash it last night, but I fell asleep, so we're just winging it.
Okay. Today. So I know you said you didn't want to jump into the college football 25. I want to get some gameplay going right there, though, at least. You got the Louisville Cardinals there. I got the Canes. What do you remember about last year's game here? Because this was the one that solidified it, 38-31. It was at Hard Rock Stadium, and it kind of punched y'all's ticket into the ACC championship. How special was that to get a big win like that right next to home?
I know it was awesome. Obviously, had a big showing out for my family. Just people being around me. Man, I'm not going to be able to focus.
I know. I feel you. Just let it ride, man. Get a couple plays in.
Obviously, being at a home crowd. I mean, even though it's not for you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
How many people you had there at Hard Rock?
I had probably about 50.
Yeah.
My dad and my mom made like a little section for all of us. Man, I'm going to get cooked.
And if you don't see now, I'm playing Ashton Gelati here in college football 25. Did you get a chance to play with your character? Have you seen your ratings?
Yeah, a little bit.
A 90 overall, you know, 84 speed. It seems like they know what you have to bring in this upcoming year for yourself. Do you feel like you're a little underrated, though, by EA Sports there?
I don't feel wronged in any way. Our team's always been a little underrated, but – ain't nothing we ain't dealt with before. Oh, snap. That's a pick.
Oh, yeah. Man. No, I appreciate that.
See, you can't let me do that. I can't focus.
Yeah, I feel you. No,
I'm trying to think.
Big time pick right there by Francisco Maui Goa, who we'll have on here later. I appreciate you giving me that ball back.
Amen.
But now we get to see your guy on the field.
That's cheating. I can't focus.
Do you remember, what do you remember about 2020 being on the top 63 list for ESPN? Coming out of Boca High, I was going into your senior year. You were number 6 on that list. What do you remember about that celebration? And do you remember those guys that were ahead of you?
Say again.
The top 63 list, 2020. So, you know, every year we award the top players in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, the seniors going into their football year ahead of the season. You were number 6 on that list. Do you remember anything about the guys that were ahead of you 1 through 5?
Bro, like, stop.
I just had to give you one. I'm sorry. I got
you're
me a big time.
Asking questions. I'm trying to think about the question. You want to run a play during the question.
Well, that's part of my strategy.
That's
I'm
cheating.
Not good at the game
you're
yet.
Cheating.
So, okay, we'll put the sticks down and get back to the interview.
Let me just relax.
Especially now that I got the win. But, no, I have the names here for you.
It's a privilege to be among the names that are on the list.
Yeah. Keanu Colt out of Vero Beach, Antonio Outler, Palm Beach Lakes, Devon Hicks, Vero Beach, Daquan Gonzalez, Jensen Beach, Deshaun, Aline, and Centennial. And you were number 6 on that list.
Yeah.
You've had the most production on the college side so far, but it feels like you've taken your game to a next level every single offseason. What have these summers been like in between when we see you play that have gotten you so much better every single year?
You know, obviously we're just working as a defense, just D-line, getting in, getting extra work. There's nothing special about it. It's just do your thing. You got to practice. We practice every day, train every day. But when we're on the field, we're going to make sure we get to work. That's really all it is. You just got to put your head down and work.
Yep. Yeah. And then for you too, man, you have an ability right now on that defensive line to create so much havoc up front. The ACC is heralding itself as the conference of quarterbacks. Does that make you lick your chops a little bit to be able to get after some of these guys that they're putting up front?
Yeah, it's pretty dope just to have the talent that we have at quarterback here. Obviously, we have a lot more mobile quarterbacks. The league's more specialized.
Part of the chase down.
For being able to move. But the chase makes it fun. Obviously, it's something to look forward to, just being able to go against like good people such as Cam Ward, for example.
Yeah. I mean, that dude quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, just to be able to try to prove ourselves test our mettle, basically, against good quarterbacks week in and week out is something that's exciting.
And for the guys back home, Palm Beach County, Treasure Coast, who see you right now as a guy that's on all these preseason All-American lists, that's likely going to be a first-rounder and going to have all of these accolades this year, what do you say to them, those juniors and seniors, trying to find their way out there in Palm Beach County? Even Boca High, they looked pretty good last year. I don't know if you saw.
I saw a little bit.
Yeah, like, what do you say to them that you wish somebody would have told you back then that helped get you to this level right now?
Just to stay patient. Obviously, the recruiting process for a lot of kids is slow, and you can kind of fall under the radar in a state like Florida. So just keeping yourself centered with God and just keeping calm and just knowing that things will come and go. But take the opportunities when you get them. So that's something that worked for me. I kind of went under the radar, and then I got my opportunity to show it, and that's kind of what got me here. Just keep working and keep your family and God around you, and just let that build what you got.
Grounded, humble, also ferocious in the trenches, Ashton Gelati, defensive lineman at Louisville. And last year, first team All-ACC, second team All-American with the USA Today list. You have been literally a shining star, one of those guys we herald as a model for other kids to kind of grow up to and look after. On your way out here, what's it going to take for Louisville to be back in that ACC championship game, to end the regular season again in Charlotte, and hopefully go beyond that?
Just to focus on winning the first game, winning the next game over and over again. When you start thinking about the end picture too much, you start to lose sight of the now, so the current moments. So just being able to focus on who we got next and then treat it like that, a one-game season, every season. So just being able to do that is what allowed us to get there last year. Mm-hmm. I think we have the talent. We got great quarterback. We got great additions on defense, great additions on offense. So just being able to take that and just keep focusing and keep the same motto, we'll go far.
Looking forward to seeing you and the Cardinals this upcoming fall. And also appreciate you letting me get my my very next win here at ACC Kickoff, game at a time.
You better make me mad. I can't let you score.
Ashton Gelati, appreciate it. Well, you know what? Just don't let them score in real life, and that'll make up for it. Louisville D-lineman, enjoy the rest of ACC Kickoff, Doc.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. There he is, Ashton Gelati, the Boca High alum, the former Bobcat, now Cardinal at Louisville, here on the Capital One Orange Bowl Duffy Sports Grill Media Tour.